Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic that we're going to talk about today. So anyone on the phone, if you would like to say something, hit one on your keypad, and I will bring you in on the topic that we'll be talking about today. If you have friends and loved ones that you would like them to hear this broadcast, give them the phone number, which is area code 646-716-4389. Amen. Gracious Father, we come this morning to lift up the name of Jesus, to give you praise, to give you glory, because we could do nothing without you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast that will be going out around the world, dear Heavenly Father. We come rejoicing, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, dear Heavenly Father, it's all about you and not about us. So we want to say thank you today, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go forth with the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, let it be able to hear someone hear what we are saying, what the word is really saying to them, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is spending time with God every day. Even if you're the busiest person on the planet Earth, you can still carve out a little time for God. And when you think about it, that the very least you should do, they shall have no other gods before me. That's what the words say. Have you made God cornerstone of your life? Or is it he that relegate to a few hours on Sunday mornings? Have you genuinely allowed God to reign over every corner of your heart? Or have you attempted to place him in a spiritual compartment? The answer to these questions will determine the direction of your day and your life. Some of the tag words you will hear throughout the broadcast is time, busy, and every day. First of all, let us start with time. How many of you in radio land always say, I don't have enough time? When God wake you up 2, 3 in the morning, you're going to run to the refrigerator, you may go to the bathroom, and you'll flip on your TV. But had you ever thought when he woke you up that time of morning, he wanted to have that intimacy time with you? That means you should automatically start praying, start giving him praise, pick up your Bible, pick up whatever tools you have spiritually that would help you that day. And then go to God while you're there and say, God, what's my assignment for today? What would you have me to do today? And if you truly listening, you truly want to do what he say do, he's going to start talking to you. You don't have to put the radio on. You don't have to call nobody. Let him start giving you the instruction he wants you to have for that day. You know, we like to write a to-do list. Well, I'm going to do this today or tomorrow. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, do this, and do that. But did you consult God on all that you going to do? He should be the first one on your agenda. When he put breath in your body, wake you up without a time clock, without the phone going off, he wake you up. He put breath in you. Don't you know that's the time right there? It's just you and God. No distraction, no husband, no children, nobody bamming on your door. That's the time you should take then to start having an intimate conversation with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, you ought to have that spiritual hunger where you say, God, not going to him as a Santa Claus, God, I want this, God, I want that. Would you do this? Would you do that? Just go to him and say, God, I didn't come for anything but to love on you, just to tell you how much I love you, how much I thank you for sparing my life this morning. How much for saving my children, grandchildren, my loved ones. Thank you for healing. You know, just start up a conversation, just like you hear me talking right now. Just start you up a conversation with God. That's spending time with God. When you're on your busy schedule, you're on your way to work, you're on your way to the grocery store, that's a good opportunity. It's just you and God in the car. Just start talking to God. Just start telling him how much you love him, how much you appreciate him, how much you thank him for what he done already. If he don't do nothing else, you thank him for what he's already done. You know, so many people say, I don't have time. But God, why wait till Sunday? He done give you from Saturday to Saturday to give him praise. Why you wait till Sunday, the only time of the week, and then you upset it because the church doors are closed? Don't you know you can praise God and talk to God right there in front of your computer? On, you can pick up the phone and don't have to dial a number to nobody. Say, Jesus, I'm calling you. The song said, call him up and tell him what you want. Just say, God, I'm calling because I just want to have a little talk with Jesus. I want to tell him all. He already know about what you're going through. I just want to tell him all about my trouble. You know, spend time, quality time with God. On your way from work, you can talk to the Lord. Sitting in traffic, standing up in a long line at the grocery store. You don't have to be talking out loud. You can just go to talking under your breath. Before you know, you be done broke out with a praise. And folks want, oh, what the hell? She said, you just say, I remember when I used to stand in front of the line, in the line, and counting my pennies to see if I got enough money to pay for my groceries. But God came through. That's spending time with God and letting him know how much you thank him. It don't have to just be groceries. I'm just throwing some examples out there to people that say they're so busy in their schedule that they don't have time for Jesus. You should start your day off with Jesus. When you realize you're still in the land of the living, you got breath in your body, you should automatically just say, wait a minute. If it had not been for my Lord, let me spend some quality time, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. When you start talking to the Lord, don't you know, you'll find yourself, if you're going to work somewhere, say, oh, Lord, let me get up from here. I'm going to be late. But Lord always fixes it. So when you get there, you had 5 minutes to spare. You thought you were going to be late. I'm just telling you about the power of God. You know, when it comes to spending time with God, are you a queasy or a pleaser? Are you a person with squeezing God into your busy schedule with an occasional prayer before meals? And maybe with a quick visit to church on Sunday. Or do you please God by talking to him far more often than that? If you are wise, you will form the habit of spending time with God every day. When you do it, it will change your life. Try it. If you don't believe me, try it for yourself. When you begin each day with your head bowed and your head lifted up, you remain yourself and remind yourself of God's love, his protection, his commandments. And if you are wise, you will use your morning prayer time to allow your priorities for the coming day with the teaching and commandments of God's holy word. That means you'll read your Bible, you'll recite verses. Even if you pick up your cell phone, a lot of times people are sending you texts or something spiritual, Bible verses, scriptures, all during the day. Go back. Hit your button. You say, oh, this really helped me. As you read it, you ponder on that scripture. Ponder on that word. Say, God, you know I love you. You know I adore you. You know I magnify you and glorify you. So, God, you and I need to have a little talk today. It's that song say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. You don't have to have troubles all the time to go to God, but that's a lot of times when people go to God, when they're in trouble, when they want this and they want that. But just go to God on GP and say, God, you have blessed me. I could have been when I saw that man or that lady passing in a wheelchair on a crutch. That could have been me, but God, throw your hands up and say, God, I'm going to spend this quality time with you. This could be my last time. I just don't know. So find yourself spending time with God every day. You know, as I was saying earlier, even if you're the busiest person on planet Earth, you can still carve out a little time for God. You're not that busy where you can't talk to your big daddy. You can't talk to your father. You got to keep your focus on him. Are you willing to focus your thought and energy on God's blessing and upon his will for your life? Or will you turn your thoughts to other things? You know, this day and every day hereafter is a chance to celebrate the life that God has given you. It's also a chance to give thanks to the one who has offered you more blessing than you can possibly count. Today, why not focus your thoughts on the joy that is rightfully yours in Christ? Why not take time to celebrate God's glorious creation? Why not trust your hope instead of your fear? When you do, you will think optimistic about yourself and your world. You can share your optimistic with others, and they'll be better for it. So will you? I challenge you today to keep your focus daily on Jesus. He won't disappoint you. You know, God is here. He's constantly making himself available to you. Therefore, when you approach God, approach him obediently and sincere. You will most certainly find him. God is always available to you. But you want to put God on a time schedule. Well, maybe at 12 o'clock I'll pray, and at 12:15 I got to go. No. God might want to give you a message before you go, because he may see where you're going, where you don't need to go there or go that way. And he going to give you some instruction. So you need to tarry a little while. You know, we have gotten so busy here in America where our schedule is so busy. We got to be here for this, and we got to go this and for this one. We got to go this. But what time did you give to God when you had a whole list of stuff you were doing for everybody else that God allowed you to have health and strength, and you don't have no time for God? Oh, no, 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 no. Not forget now. If anybody want to say something on this topic today, hit one on your keypad and I'll gladly bring you in. You know, God is right there with you. God is not absent. If during life's darkest days, you seek to establish a closer relationship with him, you can do so because God is not just near. He is here. You know, Christians say we were created by a righteous God to flourish and be exuberant in a righteous environment. God has wired us in such a way that the more glorious we are, the more we are actually enjoy life. Sometimes God may tell you when you get up in your prayer time. And for those that may not know, the prayer hours are 12 midnight, 3 a.m. in the morning, 9 a.m., 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m. If you start getting up or being up or doing whatever you're doing at those hours and say a prayer, it don't have to be a long prayer, but let God know how much you love him, how much you care for him. Because in the next breath, you're going to be asking him for something. You're going to be asking him to open the door here and open the door there, let somebody show you favor. But you ain't never got time for it. You can't spend 15 minutes to an hour, 2 hours with him, just talking to him, not begging for anything. You know, when you think about that, God is good to each and every one of us. And he wants us to be able to come to him. He our daddy. When those that don't have an earthly father, he'll be a father, he'll be a mother, he'll be a sister, and he'll be a brother. And he just wants you to talk to him. He's not asking you all for much. Just give him, just like you want to give a stranger, somebody on the street, you ain't never know, they never met. You give them more time. Some people will give them more time the people in the grocery store they meet than they will give God. When you think about it, have you made God the cornerstone of your life? Or is it regulated to a few hours on a Sunday morning? Have you generally allowed God to reign over every corner of your heart? You know, God come to you. He love you in times of trouble, in times of joy, sorrow. When you are weak or sorrowful, God is near you as your next breath. He stand at the door of your heart and wait. He welcome you in and allow him to rule. Just as, you know, sometimes go to your front door. Open your door. Say, God, you are welcome in my home. You gave me this home. Come on in and let's have a little talk. Get you a cup of coffee. Say, sit down, Jesus. Have this seat, Lord. And sit down and start talking to Jesus just like you're talking to your neighbor. You know, you want to please God. When God made you, he equipped you with an array of talent and ability that are unequaled in yoke. It's up to you to discover those talents and to use them. But sometimes the world will encourage you to do otherwise. You know, at times society will attempt to cover hold you, to standardize you, and to make you fit into particular performance mode. Sometimes because you are an imperfect human being, you may become so wrapped up in meeting society expectations that you fail to focus on God's expectations. You know, to do so is a mistake of major proportion. You know, who will you try to please today? Will you please God? Or are you going to please somebody down the street? Who will you try to tell about Jesus today? Your primary obligation is not to please imperfect men and women. Your obligation is to strive diligently to meet the expectation of an all-knowing and perfect God. Trust him always. Love him always. Praise him always. And seek to please him always. We're talking about spending time with God every day. You will be surprised. When you start spending time with God, he's going to show you some things that you've been asking him about. He'll give you more wisdom, more knowledge. He'll move all that stress you have. You'll learn how to be obedient where you may be blessed. You're going to take one day at a time. You're not trying to cram everything in one day. He could have made the earth, the world, and one day. What he did it in 6 days, and the seventh day he rests. So now if God have the world in his hand and he talked to his father, why can't we talk to our father, which is our big daddy Jesus? We're talking today about spending time with God. And you to worship our God sincerely, we must evermore begun by hearkening. I have someone want to say something. Let me put them on. Hallelujah. Hold on, Carla. I'm bringing you in. You're not on the air, Carla. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm just enjoying you talking about time. And what I was thinking about, you know, we use excuses when there really are no excuses. I think about we have appointments and we go to the doctor, and we have a time that we're supposed to be there. We have hair appointments, nail appointments. We have times to be there, and we be on time. And when once we get there, we have to wait, and sometimes we have to wait for hours. Mm-hmm. And we complain, and sometimes we don't complain. But that's mm-hmm. the time you can take your Bible with you. You can sit there, and instead of complaining, you can study the Word. You can talk mm-hmm. to God right there. And sometimes mm-hmm. that opens a door for you to witness, because somebody else may say, you know what, I started to pray my Bible. Or you know what, I read our Sunday school lesson. I see you have your Sunday school book. Or what church do you belong to? You know, I've been having some questions. I've been having some problems. So we mm-hmm. can use time if we really want to use time and quit using excuses, because we don't use an excuse when I say, oh, I got a doctor's appointment. I've been there, so I know. And you sit and you wait and you wait mm-hmm. and you wait. And look at all of that time that you're wasting, that you can mm-hmm. be studying the Word of God. I just wanted to put that in.
Oh, thank you so much, Carla. That is so true. That is, I mean, absolutely true. Because you're talking about waiting, that's at the doctor's office and the hospital. That's why when I'm going to the dentist, to the doctor, I have reading material in my Bible. I have a puzzle book in my bag. So if they say the doctor's going to be late, I just sit down there. Like you said, we'll sit down and wait. Some are complaining, some won't. But you got right. something. Occupy your time. And then you go, you just start talking to God, sitting there. God bring the right. doctor in. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I hope his patient is okay that he had an emergency with. You know, you'll go to pray right there in your seat where you are. Thank you so right. much, Carl. Because, you know, a lot of people had thought about that. But like you say, they'll get ready and go to the football game. They go to the soccer game. They go out, landline, that dancing. Hold on a minute. We give God the praise, sorry, you all. And when you think about it, time, busy. Every day. We always tell people, oh, girl, I'm just so busy. I can't go do that. I can't do that. Now, God didn't tell you to do such a thing. I can see it. But time, T-I-M-E, time come up in everybody's vocabulary. When I wake up, I start thinking, raising my hands. I say, God, I thank you that I'm still in the land of the living. I got sight. I can move my arm. I go to wiggling my toes. I can move my toes. I can move my leg. That pain I had when I went to bed, I don't even feel. God, I think. I just go to talking to God. And right. that's the time where everything is quiet, where you can take that quality time with God. It's no interruption mm-hmm. like my phone just rung, my cell phone. It's no interruption. It's you and mm-hmm. God.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be surprised. You get up so refreshed. You might not have slept a wink that night. But God will refresh you so. And you say, they say, what you acting like an energized bunny? But, girl, I've been up since 3 this morning, 4 this morning, 2 this morning. At night, 8 or 9. And you haven't even went back to sleep. You've been steadily on the move. But, you see, you started your day with God. You don't need nobody to primp and prime you. To pick up your Bible, pick up some reading material from the Lord, a verse, recite some verses, some things you want to learn. God may, he may tell you, get up, I want you to go to such and such a thing. I want you to turn over to Proverbs. And I'm just using 5 and 6. And when you look down, you say, oh, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do. And he would direct your path. This was from the NLT version of the Bible. But when you think you don't know the answer you've been asking God for, he woke you up and told you to open your Bible and told you the chapter to go to. And when you open up, he may not have told you the verse. But when you open the Bible and you go to reading or scanning, your eyes, boom, and you go reading, you say, oh, God, I think. Here was the answer right there in the Word of God.
Right,
but people
right.
ignore that. People miss what God have for them because they got so busy with life. They got to run this, do that. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord.
An overseer.
Yes, ma'am.
The other thing, too, is that we can get off these cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of times when we are traveling, that's a good time to really talk with God. and commune with him. But many times we're calling our friends, we're talking about everything, a lot of the things are things we should not be talking about, and very few people are on their phones talking about the goodness of God when they're on their way to work and to other places, and that time that can be utilized too. When you woke up this morning, you may have gotten up late, but that's okay. When I get in the car, God, I thank you for waking me up. God, I thank you. Guide me on the road. Keep me from hurt, harm, and danger. Protect my family. You can talk to him while you're right there in your car. And sometimes, and I know you've been there, I've been in my car talking to God so much until my hand goes up. And if somebody looks at me, they're probably wondering, what's going on? But they don't know. I'm thanking God for something he had just done for me. So we can, God makes it open doors where there is time for us to talk to him. And see, a lot of people think that to God and to pray, you got to be talking out loud. And you said it earlier. You don't have to, because God knows your heart. You can do silent prayers to God, and nobody know what you're talking about but you and God. So the door is open. There's time for us to do it. It's just wanting to take that time to give it to God.
That's right. That is so true. Because I know this morning for myself, when God woke me up before 3 o'clock, and I woke up and I went to the bathroom, I started talking to the Lord, and I looked at the clock. I said, the 4 o'clock prayer line, I called in, but they had left already. It was about 15, 16 after 4, and I could go to the bathroom. And I said, okay then, God. I just started talking to the Lord. My niece called me from Arizona. I went to praying with her. I said, before you get on the road and stuff and you go to both of your little jobs, let's have prayer. Because she said, I'm going to pray when I get off the phone. I said, babe, we're going to pray now while we're on the phone. I started praying for her. When she got to one place, she only had 6 packages to pick up. But in the prayer, I had asked God to don't give her no more than 6 or 10 packages, because she was going to leave that and go on to her job at the hospital. So let her still have enough thinking that where she could get that. But see, I had the prayer, me and her, before she got there, she had to call and tell me, guess how many packages I had to deliver on this early run. I still have chance. She said, I put my work clothes in the car. But we're talking about prayer and taking that time for God.
Right.
You know,
right.
Man, have it where I need you to be here at such and such a time. And then when you get there, they're not there. You got to still wait. And you say,
that's
I thought my appointment was at 9 o'clock, and I always used to wonder, why are receptions and doctor's office give everybody, 10 people, their appointment at 9 o'clock and 9:30? No, the doctor ain't going to see all of y'all at 9 and 9:30. But that's what they're trying to push you and rush you with that time. But I give God praise for this broadcast today. I only did for 30 minutes today, spending time with God every day. And we can spend 30 minutes, an hour, or longer or short. But long as we spend that time, let that time with God be the first thing. When he opened eyes, you know, he didn't have to open our eyes this morning.
That's right.
We could have gone into the judgment and would have never known it.
That's right.
So we have so much to thank God for when we open our eyes and give him praise, give him glory. Because it's all about him. It ain't about us. It's about him. So I want to thank callers. If anybody else would like to say something concerning this broadcast today before we end the broadcast today, just hit 1 on your keypad. I would love to hear from you. Gracious Father, we give you the glory today. We give you the praise because you are awesome, God. We thank you for the strength for this day. No matter where we have to go, Lord, let us give you first priority over our life, dear Heavenly Father. Let us do what you say do, dear Heavenly Father, because we have a time, a policy. We want to put you on a time schedule, Lord, but you don't put us on a time schedule. So, Lord, let us all stop doing that, dear Heavenly Father. Let us give you the praise and give you the glory, dear Heavenly Father, because it's not about us. It's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for the callers that came in, those that listened, those that spoke today on the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. I want to thank all of you all coming on. And Pastor the number on for next week. And that way, the more we have on, the more we hear on how somebody else thinking or what God is saying to them. We don't want to keep it all to ourselves. We want to share it and pass it out so all God's people are know what's going on with us and with the Lord.
Praise God.
So till next Wednesday, I want you all to be blessed. And I may be changing the program around, but any of you all that's on the program would like to come on and speak on the program with your own topic, just let me know, and I gladly put it in that where they'll get to see it, and we all are listening. I'll sit back and listen to someone else teach and talk in the name of Jesus. And the number that you can call in again is area code 646-716-4389. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You all have a wonderful and a blessed week. The rest of the week, today is Wednesday, but you have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before Sunday. So each and every person, I love you. If I had the tentacle was an octopus, I would hug each every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, in Jesus' name, you all be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.